Well, now welcome on the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose. On mute.
I thought we were almost done with that. Damn.
It's a whole Zoom thing that we're having to deal with.
Yeah, I know. I've never done that before.
Me either. Before we talk about your game on Saturday, just talk about how preseason preparation has gone for the Tigers and how you're feeling about your group going in Saturday night.
Paradise. Preseason was paradise. I think we could have practiced five times a day or one time a day. As long as we practiced, our kids were happy. This is the happiest football team I've ever been around. It's probably the most grateful. They're a little older. They're a little wiser just because of the circumstances, and it made for an entirely different dynamic. Got a team full of one-timers now. They understand what it's like to not have a season, and they'll do anything to get back. The clock is ticking, and they're just hungry.
You start out with the Battle of Baltimore. It's something that I know that you feel like is a great rivalry and important for the city and important for the area. Talk about why you feel it that way and how you've seen it grow over the last few years.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to be around these games since I was a player, and they've run the gamut. And it's been some really good games, some blowouts. It's two local Division I teams that are stone's throw away from each other. You got to play. You got to play. There's bragging rights. It's great for the communities. It's great for the schools. It's like you have to play. And the fact that we haven't been playing on the regular for the last 40 years is a little bit beyond me, but I'm glad we're sticking to it. The contract's renewed, and I'll probably be dead before they stop playing this game again.
Let's start talking about a little bit offensively. I know when we talked at Media Day, everybody starts at the quarterback spot, and you have some newcomers battling with some returnees. How has that race gone, and how do you feel about that spot?
Incredibly disappointed coming out of the spring where we were at the quarterback position. Just we weren't where we needed to be in a number of different ways. Turn that damn thing off. But with that being said, I could not be more pleased with the growth that room has made since spring. Bringing in Chris certainly helped. It brought some leadership, some experience, some age to the room. And everybody's just kind of fed off of him. The whole room's gotten a lot better. And looking forward to making a first start on Saturday.
Defensively, we'll start with Ed Lee. Go ahead, Ed.
Damn, Ed, I thought you were hiding.
Morning, Rob.
Morning.
Wanted to ask you a question about Justin Harper because this game will feature three total former Ravens wide receivers. You have two who are the assistant coaches at Morgan State. You have Justin, who's on your team. From your experience and your perspective, what have you noticed about how Justin's experience is helping him in terms of mentoring the wide receivers?
Well, I think he's playing at the high level automatically lends itself to respect it. Credence for the words that come out of your mouth. When you've had experience and kids see that, it's very easy for them to learn from him. There's an automatic level of respect there. But it's really how he's been taught. He constantly brings in different coaches that he's worked with and different players that he's played with over his career to make his points in ways that his base of knowledge is broad. His teaching style is flexible. And he reads the kids. He looks at each kid and goes, you know what? This coach, what he taught me would help me deal with this guy. This coach would have taught me what to deal with this guy. He's done an incredible job with that group.
In your experience, is there any one particular thing that Justin works on with his receivers, whether that's a release or running the routes or blocking? Is there anything in particular that he works with?
Yeah, being better men. No, I'm serious, and that's why he's here. I will tell you flat out, I had a guy hired for his spot. And when my brother and I interviewed him, it took me about 5 minutes. And he gave me this really weird look. I go, yeah, I'm going to have to make a phone call, aren't I? And it's not because of what he does or where he's played. It's because of who he is and what he wants to get out of these kids. He's going to make them good ball players. He loves football just like we all do. Mm-hmm. But he is incredibly in depth. He has a deep-seated need to help these kids be better men. That there were good coaches along the way that did that for him, and he wants to do that for these young men. And to be honest, that's why he's here. That's why he leapfrogged over a bunch of different guys that I was going to hire. He fits our family mentality to a T.
One more question. I think at that time when you hired him, he's only a couple of years removed from his NFL career, still very young. Did you have any reservations about hiring someone so young?
I have in the past, although his recommendations, Mike Houston called me. I have great respect for Mike. And we talked about him at the time at Lenoir Ryan. I talked to John Harbaugh about who Justin really was and what he thought about him. And what I was asking him to do, I found that he had a very, very high ceiling as a coach. He would have a very high ceiling. And whatever he was lacking, he was going to pick up pretty fast. The head coach coached quarterbacks and wideouts, played both. Whatever he's not getting from us, I can give to him. But his innate sense of what he wants to do and how he wants to teach and what he wants to create out of these kids, having them be young men and then becoming grown men, getting hair in the back of my neck standing up, there was no question. Whatever his shortcomings were, we're going to be blown away by how talented he is at being a good mentor.
Thank you, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Rob, your next question from Greg Medea. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Rob, I just wanted to ask you, you've got a couple of transfers from within the league on your roster, guys who used to play in a league with Ferguson and Chulowa, Ferguson from Maine, Chulowa from JMU. I think you got another Maine transfer on the roster. Does it make it easier to recruit those guys, haven't seen them in the league and maybe recruited them before?
It does. I can tell you, like, most of our transfer guys are guys that we had some kind of relationship with in the past. Chris and I had actually, we'd been talking about the possibility of him being here a long, long time ago. So for us, it's not just hired mercenaries kind of thing. We really got to find a guy who fits who we are. We don't let guys that just aren't family type members in the locker room. And from what I've seen so far, I'm really, really pleased with the additions that they fit right in and into who and what we are.
Did you need more this long, long off season you guys have had? Did you need more because of attrition?
A little, but I think in the end, like the way the game is going, that we're going to have to start upping the roster size is just enough to be able to survive. You guys want to keep playing games and keep playing games and keep playing games. We need more players, more players, more players. And we're talking about the health and safety of kids and that we're doing a much better job of taking care of our student athletes while we're here. We're not making them do things that they used to, you know, back when I played, you know, break your ankle and you're playing next week. You don't care. And they didn't care either. And if we're going to do it the right way, then we need more bodies to play a very, very physical game.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob, you touched on the receivers and with Chris, with veteran guys, you got a veteran group at receiver as well, a veteran quarterback. How have they influenced your team and how have they jived, connected during the preseason?
It's really, really cool. It's kind of like coaching NFL players. You know, just tell them what we got to do and then they're going to go do it. Like they're pros. They're old guys. They've been here. They want to squeeze the last ounce of juice out of much football after not playing and being set on the shelf for so long. These guys, they just want to practice. Hell, they just want to do drills. So the distance that was in between them from the guy like Chris not knowing any of these guys got closed really, really fast. It's a really tight-knit group in the quarterback and receivers. They do almost everything together. And I'm sure the benefits will show up during the season.
Talk about some of the challenges that Morgan State will present as you've taken a look at them.
I have. One, you know, who are they? You know, seriously, you'd say this every, you know, you got new coaches that if you watch TV around here, Ty's done a great job of not letting anybody film anything about what they're doing. So, you know, we're kind of going in blind, you know, after a 2-year hiatus, which is, you know, double trouble. But we're going to try and make this more about us and what we do and how we do it and doing things the right way, our way, and hopefully it'll work out. They're a talented team. They got some transfers too, you know, some big kids, some strong kids, some all league kids, guys that we played against in the past. So I think it's going to be a great game. I would like to play one of these at home. You know, I think the last time we played over there and then there's a big hole and then we're going to go back and play over there again. We'll play here eventually.
All right, Rob. Thanks, as always, for taking time. Good luck on Saturday afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys. Right.
Thank you.